23, Psalm chapter 23, and we'll begin in verse number 1. The Word of God says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake." All right, verse number 3, "He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. That even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. And surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Let's pray. Father, we thank You again for Your word. We thank You that You blessed us to be able to open the passage and read it. We ask You for help as we begin to study this great hymn that has been written many years ago. We pray You'd use it today to bring encouragement to the hearts of Your people and remind us that You indeed are our great shepherd. And we thank You again for Christ, and we pray it all in His name. Amen. Well, as we think about Psalm chapter 23, as I said, we're going to take one verse at a time. So this evening we'll look at just verse number 1, and being there 6 verses, we'll anticipate 6 different sermons. So this evening we want to look at verse 1, and just entitled it, "Our Great Shepherd, the One Who Cares and Supplies for His Sheep." And so as we look at verse number 1, the Bible tells us, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." So David in this psalm, as we note that he indeed is the one that has written it, he expresses that he has unwavering confidence in the Lord, that even in his darkest hour, he knew that the Lord was with him. And David believes that the Lord will provide for him in every way that he stands in need of. And it is the steady faith that David shows before us here in this passage that brings all of us as believers great comfort, even in the midst of our own unsettling times. And so in order for David to describe for you and me the reality in his life, he uses imagery here, using a shepherd and sheep. And we know that David himself grew up as a doing what? Being a shepherd. And so in his mind, he's identifying with this mindset of being a shepherd and sheep. And so he uses this in order to try to help you and me understand how he relates to the Lord leading him and guiding him and caring for him. And so he's given us this great picture, the picture of the relationship between him and the Lord being the shepherd, and David representing a sheep. And so we dive in here, and the first thing we want to note in verse 1 is it says the Lord. The Lord, and the word Lord there is in all capital letters, which lets us know this is pointing to Yahweh, to God Himself. And David recognizes that the Lord Himself is the one who is the shepherd. He is personally watching over His own. And David says, "He is my shepherd." The Lord is personally watching over His sheep. And it is the Lord of heaven who is caring for His sheep. He shepherds them, and His shepherd, David's shepherd, being God, is enthroned in the heights of heaven, and He is the one who governs the affairs of all the universe. This is the Lord. And He tells Moses His name in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And He said, "Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me." Now, what's so incredible about knowing God's name is that God's name reveals something to you and me about Himself. And when He calls it, when He tells us His name is I am who I am, He is telling us that He is self-existing, meaning that He is the self-existing one. He has no unmet needs outside Himself. He has no deficiencies, no holes in His holiness, and everything outside of Him depends on Him, but He depends on nothing. He is self-existent. And I let you and me know and be comfortable and encouraged that God indeed is self-existing. He is the all-powerful one. All things in the universe are subject to Him. And as David is writing this psalm, he points out that the Lord was everything he needed. And you know what? That's true for you and me this day as well. The Lord is everything we need. He is the shepherd of His people. And whatever challenge it was, whatever adversity it was, the Lord would face this adversity. The Lord would face this challenge as the shepherd of the sheep. And our God is greater than any adversity or any challenge that you and I might face. I think that serves as a great reminder, certainly in unsettling times that we seem to be walking through even today, not knowing what another day may bring. We may not know what another day may bring, but we know who's already in control of the other day that may come. It is God who walks with His people. It is God who shepherds His people. It is the Lord who is the sovereign King of the universe that is ruling and reigning all things and in all ways. So David said, it's the Lord. It is the Lord. He is a divine shepherd. Secondly, notice what he said here. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I would say David is showing and pointing out how the Lord is his personal shepherd. He could have said the Lord is our shepherd, and that would have been true, but he brings it and makes it more personal. He says the Lord is my shepherd, my shepherd. He does not merely know about the Lord, but he knows the Lord. And I think if you know the Lord today, you can say along with David, He is my shepherd. He leads me. He guides me. And you would be correct in that. We say with the psalmist in Psalm chapter 80, verse 1, oh, give ear, shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned above the cherubim, shine forth. You see, the Lord is our shepherd, and He shepherds us through difficulty as well. And David is not just stressing how God leads the whole corporate group of his family, but he's specifying that He is my personal shepherd. I think that's beneficial for you and me to remember when we may feel lonely, when we may feel down and out or depressed or discouraged or uncertain about what another day may bring. You need to be reminded, as being God's child, He is your shepherd. He is with you every single step of the way. It's interesting, isn't it, that the Bible even says that He knows every hair on our heads are numbered. Every grace supplied. Everything. He knows your name. Matthew 6, 26. Jesus said, look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? It's interesting when you look at a bird sometimes outside, if you're watching them. I don't know if you like watching birds or not. They're pretty neat to watch. But as you watch them, they're just as busy as they can be. Don't act like they got a care in the world. And the Bible alludes to that fact that they know that even somehow in and how God works that out, they know He's going to take care of them. And He said, how much more are you worth than the bird outside? You need to be reminded that you belong to the Lord. And that He is your shepherd. Well, what does that mean? Well, notice the rest of verse 1. He said, He is my shepherd. My shepherd. I shall not want. It lets us know that God is not only the divine shepherd. He's not only a personal shepherd. But He's a caring shepherd. He's a caring shepherd. When we read this passage in verse 1. He says, He's my shepherd. I shall not want. This means that God assumes full responsibility for all of David's needs and yours. It means that the Lord leads him and feeds him and you. It means that the Lord provides for and protects him and you. It means that He comforts him and consoles him and you. For David, the Lord is the all-sufficient Savior and Shepherd. And He is that for you and me. Every time I read Psalm 23, my mind goes to John 10. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, he sees the wolf coming and he leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he's a hired hand and is not concerned about the sheep. But I am the good shepherd. And I know my own and my own know me, even as the Father knows me. And I know the Father and I lay down my life for the sheep. You know, when you study sheep, they are not the smartest tool in the sharpest tool in the shed. Well, when you study sheep, you understand that sheep cannot take care of themselves. Sheep have no sense of direction. They don't know where to find green pastures. They don't know where the still waters are that they can go and drink. They will wander off the edge of a cliff if the shepherd is not near. They will fall into sinkholes and they will lay there and die. Sheep cannot protect themselves from wolves or any adversaries that come. Sheep cannot escape from thieves and robbers. And without a shepherd, sheep are utterly defenseless and they are desperately needy. And guess what? David is saying he is looking at himself as being a sheep. And we are called the sheep of God. He says, my sheep hear my voice and they know me and I know them. And as we think about the way sheep are, isn't it glorious that God knows who we are and how we are. And he has been so gracious to shepherd our souls. This is what God does for his people. You see, David is a king as he's writing this. He's very wealthy, everything you can think of. And yet he still realizes that without God, he has nothing. Like sheep, you and I are easily fearful. We are quick to lose our way. And we go in the wrong direction. We need a shepherd. And God is that shepherd. And he says, lastly, he says, I shall not want. I shall not want. You see, what David is saying here is that he can confidently say that he is took care of because of who his shepherd is. There's nothing lacking. There's nothing withheld from him. He knows who his provider is. The storehouses of God are full. And they're full of mercy. And they're full of grace. And if you look to yourself, I think we would all admit our shelves are empty. But with God as your shepherd, David says, your cup runneth over. Psalm 20, verse 7 says, some boast in chariots and some in horses, but we will boast in the name of the Lord our God. And I wonder, is the Lord your shepherd today? Are you one of the Lord's sheep? Have you confessed who you are before him and believed and embraced the message of the Lord Jesus Christ? As we think of the shepherd and the sheep, and we think of Christ being our shepherd, Jesus said in John 10, the reason the Father loves him is he come to lay down his life for the sheep. And the greatest news that you and I have each and every single day is the gospel. And as we know and reflect on the gospel, our hearts are filled with joy, and no doubt our cup runneth over. And in the gospel, it provides for us that phrase, as David said, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And the only reason that is a guarantee is because of what has been bought and paid for in Christ. You see, there is bad news, and the bad news is that all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23 says. Ephesians 2:1-3 says that we were dead in our trespasses and sins, which we once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air. And see, we need to know that the law of God, his perfect standards, they're good. They are good. They serve a purpose. And the purpose they serve, we learn in Romans 3, is to reveal to you and me our sinfulness, to reveal to you and me our condition, and also to point us to Jesus. If you remain in a state of sin and you remain lost and undone, it is a fearful place to be, because the only way in which you know Christ is judge. But you don't have to stay there. You don't have to belong there, because the shepherd of the sheep came to lay his life down and give his life as a ransom for many. 2 Thessalonians 1:9 says that those who do not embrace Jesus as Savior and Christ alone will pay the penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord, from the glory of his power. But in light of the bad news and who we are, and the law reveals that, there's some good news. And that good news is that God in his mercy loved us And the way in which he loved us is he sent his son to die for our sin. And in Christ, he made us alive with Christ, being transferred from the domain of darkness to the kingdom of light. You see, the gospel of the Good Shepherd is something that God in Christ has done. It's not something we do. The gospel is all about God. The gospel calls us to believe in Christ and Christ alone. And everything contained in the gospel is done for you. The person that is active, the active agent in the gospel is God. And he has accomplished your salvation without any of your help. Some of us are guilty, or would admit that we're guilty from time to time of trying to earn his righteousness. But it don't come by being merited. It comes by faith in Christ alone. The Bible tells us that in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. And so if you're a child of God, rest in the Good Shepherd. Rest in his grace. Rest in the gospel. Know that you being dead in sin and unable to keep any of God's law, know that that being true, you have been saved by the perfect person and work of Jesus Christ. Our forgiveness, our assurance, and the rest that we are called to have, all are in the promises of Christ, and they are made effective by our faith. That's the gospel. And this is what we declare to you today as we look at the Good Shepherd of the sheep, the righteousness that God requires from us, of which we would never obtain, he has also provided for us in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Think of it this way. What God demanded of you in his law, he has provided for you in his gospel. Believe and rest in that by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, you are forgiven. Rest in the Good Shepherd of the sheep, the one who is the divine shepherd, the one who is our personal shepherd, and the one who provides for everything we need. What does it mean to trust in Christ and Christ alone for salvation? It means our future is secure, and no matter how much we may kick and squirm sometimes, we can never squirm our way out of his grasp. He loved you then. He loved you now. And the Bible says that he will love us until the end. And I hope and pray that your trust and your faith is in the Good Shepherd of the sheep. For David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Is the Lord your shepherd this evening? Do you know him? Have you embraced him, trusted in him for salvation? David knew that he would make him lie down in green pasture and lead him beside the still waters. He restores his soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. That even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. And surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. How do you take part in that great truth? By knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And I hope you know him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you.